Ever since it was incorporated in 1936, South Tucson has had its own unique identity. A much smaller bureaucracy, with different rules guiding its city government, has made it easier to address some local issues, using creativity to make up for limited resources. Next, Kimberly Kraft takes a look at South Tucson's past and its future.
Richard Salas recalls growing up in South Tucson in the 50s, one of 10 siblings. He says they made a noisy bunch at family fiestas.
You'd have 12 people and 12 people talking, and not one is listening to any of the others. So it was funny.
Salas says in those days, the city had few resources, and he and his pals played ball in vacant lots. But he remembers a happy childhood where everybody knew everyone else.
You know, we grew up with our neighbors, and there was a nice, you know, family atmosphere, and people talked to each other, you know.
Salas has spent his working life at City Hall, where the small government requires him to wear many hats. He serves as the director of three departments, planning and zoning, human resources, and transportation and flood control. Yet he says the small size of the municipality grants greater access to the people who live here.
When you're talking to any one of us, you're probably talking to a decision maker.
Salas says the city has worked hard to make it easy to do business. A recent influx of stimulus dollars will begin a paving project that, when finished, will mark the completion of all infrastructure improvements begun 5 years ago. The city is offering incentives for business to come to the area, and unlike its much larger neighbor, South Tucson has fewer layers of bureaucracy and generally can turn plans around within 2 weeks.
The community and the youth center's involvement.
Tom Boyle has operated his business in South Tucson since 1979 and has become one of the city's biggest boosters. He works with colleagues to rebrand the city's image, one he says is too often viewed as unsafe and corrupt.
The reputation has tainted people's opinion of a city that's very finely ran. And the people and the culture of this is magnificent. So when the gem show comes to town, it has no interest in coming to the city of South Tucson because it's a fear of its security.
Who here has not done vin etching?
Sergeant Edward Cajas concedes that in days past, the city of South Tucson had more than its fair share of crime. The proximity to Interstate 10 and the county jail put many unwelcome visitors on city streets. But he says people too often think of the city of South Tucson when they hear reports of criminal activity in South Tucson.
And my goal has always been to try to change that misconception of our city. It's no worse here than it is on Valencia and Cardinal, way on the south side of town.
At the same time, the city of South Tucson struggles with the reality that many of its residents live in poverty. The median family income hovers at just $15,000 a year, less than half of that for those living in the city of Tucson.
I know. Day at a time, right?
That keeps volunteers busy at Casa Maria, where every day they serve up nearly 700 lunches and send 200 bags of food home to families.
Hey, man. Take it easy, bro.
Brian Flagg has presided over the operation since 1983 and also lives in the neighborhood. He likes the vibe, both good and bad, the contrast between poverty and culture.
And so all those things come together, and it provides for this uniqueness that is South Tucson. And ultimately, it's a struggle for survival of poor, humble, righteous people. And that's who I live around in South Tucson.
The Casa Maria mission not only feeds the hungry, but has become a mecca for dispensing social justice. That flame burns bright in Maria Fuentes, who volunteers in the kitchen, but also walks the avenues, inviting people to get involved in asserting their rights as citizens, and insists that local government listens.
We do it together. We go to houses and knock on doors. What it is the people need in the city of South Tucson. And we plan together to interview people and voice their needs to the government.
City government has listened, lending more attentive ears to the homeless population and working with the Primavera Foundation to rehabilitate and increase affordable housing, where more than 60% of the city's population are renters. That has established a positive pattern of public-private collaboration. Caja sees that every time he mentors his cadre of explorers, who on this day etch permanent VIN numbers on vehicles, a deterrent to theft.
They see us out there doing these positive things. It's infectious. They, in turn, get involved in what we're doing.
That has had a great impact on his recruits, who he says in his 11 years as post commander have gone on to do great things. That has inspired them to feel confident about their futures.
Okay, now this is ready to print.
Clara Diaz studies criminal justice at the University of Arizona and aspires to become an agent for the FBI. As captain of the post, she wants people to know that this is a hard-working bunch, logging hundreds of community service hours each year and winning multitudes of national competitions.
We are respectful, we're hardworking, we're loyal, we're honest. So we worked a lot to get our name noticed because a lot of people noticed us as City of Tucson, not City of South Tucson. So we worked really hard to get our name noticed as the City of South Tucson.
Meanwhile, more than 100 children compete for attention at the John Valenzuela Youth Center at the after-school program.
They love to dance.
Jessica Aldarete has directed youth programs for the last 8 years. The center serves 150 children, although she wishes they could accommodate more. Her principal goal is to convince these children that limited resources shouldn't limit their aspirations.
If we give them those tools to be leaders, to go out and really pursue what they want to, then, you know, those are our future leaders. And it doesn't matter what area you come from.
That should make Richard Salas proud as he remembers his father, whose trio sang for 3 presidents. Sure, you can find arguably the best Mexican comida in the county, but you will also find children dancing. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Kimberly Kraft.